Thank you so much for tuning in to the How We Rise Leadership Podcast, where we are redefining leadership and helping you step into the leader that both your destiny and humanity is calling you to lead and to thrive as a whole life leader and to lead all areas of your life well. If you are not currently subscribed to our podcast, whether or not you listen to them on iTunes or Spotify, please click subscribe so you can get alerts on new episodes. Typically, we drop new episodes on Wednesdays, and that way you can get alerts. If this podcast is supporting you, we would love for you to leave a comment, which then helps us get our message out there to more people. And the last thing is I want to gift you with a chapter from my book, This Is How We Rise. It's the resilience chapter, and it really has all these amazing tools to help you turn obstacles into opportunities and to help you reframe around challenges. So you can subscribe for our newsletter at shesummit.com. That is shesummit.com. Sign up for our newsletter and you will get a free chapter of our book. And again, thank you so much for being part of our She Summit community and the How We Rise community. Welcome all of our listeners to the How We Rise Leadership Podcast. I'm Alicia Reese, and I'm so excited to join Claudia Chan here on this episode as we're doing things a little differently in recording this live while also social distancing. It's great.
This is going to be fun just because with the How We Rise Leadership Podcast, I believe this is episode 6 or 7. I lose track. But typically, this is our first time recording it, not only for the podcast, but also going live on LinkedIn, yeah, Facebook, YouTube, and other channels. So for those podcast listeners, you're going to be hearing slightly different context here, but it's great. I mean, this is what COVID-19 has gifted all of us with, is innovation and doing things differently and trying new things. So yeah, I'm excited. Not only our podcast listeners can get this episode, but also all of our community through social channels.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is of utmost importance that during this time, we make sure that we're providing a number of resources for leaders and professionals. And on this week, we're actually going to be discussing how you lead while you're overwhelmed. Because I know there are plenty of us who during this time, we are just that, we're overwhelmed. And to deny it isn't to allow us to live to our highest potential. So Claudia, this week, I wanted to get directly into things in how do we lead when we're overwhelmed? How do we start?
Great. Yeah, I think this is such a relevant topic right now, especially for so many people who are used to a different ritual, a different daily routine. Most people go to an office every day, or even if you do work from home and you're a parent, your kids are typically in school. So there's a lot of new adjustments. I was just talking to a friend who works at a big bank, and she's like, I'm not used to being a cook, a teacher, a housekeeper all at the same time while taking conference calls and doing my day job in a 1,000 square foot New York City apartment. So we're definitely in a lot of reactionary mode. So it is the feeling of chaos, the feeling of everything just being out of your control can be really overwhelming. Yeah. And life is already overwhelming enough as it is, right? Without COVID-19. But a great thing, a great tool to utilize in this period is to, I always talk about reframing in the How We Rise leadership methodology and course and book, is reframing and actually look at this period as a period of innovation. If you think about what innovation means, innovation is, you know, a separate department, or it's taking on a project and it's trying new things. Mm-hmm. And that if you look back at your life, and in our last episode, we talked about the outside in perspective, is as opposed, mm-hmm, to just looking at your day-to-day life, but look at your life from an outside in perspective. Okay, I just turned 45 years old. Here's where my career's at. Here's where my family's at. All of a sudden, everything's turned upside down. But wait, you know, maybe I can now be forced to be agile and think about a different way to do things so that what's going to come out of this period of COVID-19, where we're all social distancing, is innovation, is something really positive. Like growth is going to happen. New initiatives are going to happen, new opportunities, new lifestyles, new ahas. So looking at it as a period, okay, at 45 years old, this is the year 2020, you know, what's going to happen to my She Summit conference? Okay, this is going to force us to become a really incredible digital business. I mean, that's just one example, right? So I'm going to stop there in that innovation is really the more positive way to look at it, and then focusing all of your energy on how do I then adapt to this new normal?
Absolutely. And there is a quote that, and it pains me because I can't remember the exact quote, but it says, I think desperation is the mother of invention. I do believe that's what it is. And so what we're going to have to do in this period is shift it and take it from a desperate point of view, primarily because that's the wrong energy. But if we look at it, just like with this podcast, how do I tap into what are some of the best things that come out of this experience? Because yes, there are always going to be things where you have areas of opportunity or things that are just downright difficult or downright hard. So since we know that that exists, what are our options? What are the other things that we can do so that we can ensure we're putting ourselves in the best position so that we're not so overwhelmed that we can no longer function? So
that's right.
When we understand that we have really, really big, big goals, we also get that the bigger the goals, the greater the obstacles. So how do you establish a resilience baseline so that you can always have a default that brings you back to your ability to continue to push through?
So a great tool on cultivating resilience, which is there's 13 pillars, foundational pillars of personal leadership. That is the core foundational pillars that make up the How We Rise whole life leadership methodology and content, is that, you know, resilience and obstacles are really opportunities for growth. And there are three steps that I talk about in doing this. And they both start with an R to help you remember what they are. But the first one is reframing. Mm-hmm. And just like we just reframed with, okay, things are really chaotic right now, I'm overwhelmed, reframe it as, you know what, instead of focusing on the negative, I'm going to reframe around this and see this obstacle as an opportunity for growth, as an opportunity to actually create a better life for me and my family, to innovate my career and my work in my company or my business and my health and whatever, you know, whatever it is, and make that plan. So seeing your obstacles as opportunities and reframing around that is a really powerful exercise. So when you are stressed, when that negative thing does happen, like, what do you need resilience for, right? Usually it's you're frustrated, you have fear, or you worry incessantly about something, or you have anxiety or stress, or you feel lost, or you're overwhelmed, right? So like, usually you need resilience in those moments where those negative things are happening. And so again, reframing it as, wait, this is like shifting your relationship with it as something positive, and back to, you know, that your life is more about, less about what you get done and more about who you become. That all it is growth and it is hardship in life that actually shapes our character, that actually grows us and develops us more than you know, good things happening all the time does, right? So it's really the hard stuff in life that are our greatest teachers, that actually accelerate and propel us if we choose to grow from it, if we choose to focus on the positive.
Yeah.
So that's step number one, is to reframe around the situation and just know that every time something negative comes on, wait, reframe it to be something positive, and that this is growing me, and it's going to build my courage muscles, my agility muscles, my resilience muscles. So that's the first step, is reframe. The second step is rewire. And we all have our tendencies and habits. Like, we don't realize it's on a very subconscious level that when negative things happen, we all probably have like the go-to one, two, or three habits that we always do, whether it's a negative thought, whether it is something we say or an energy that we project, and we just go there. So we have these patterns that have literally been ingrained in us and have been exercised daily for so many years. And it's so deep in us. So, you know, we need to realize that those neural pathways are set. And so we are wired a certain way. So again, rewiring, knowing that we need to rewire, and, you know, back to the reframing, is you got to come up with a new tool set. You know, like, what's my go-to so that when this negative thought happens, this is what I do. This is what I do, and this is what I go to. You got to start rewiring yourself. And like, these are the new patterns that I'm going to replace, or it's a new thing that I'm going to say to myself. So just knowing that, like, you have to exercise a muscle, that creating that personal strategy for yourself is important. And the last piece is to remember. So when, you know, again, that negative thing happens, my kids are running in, and, or like, today I meant to get these 10 things done, and I only got one thing, because our worth is so tied in with our productivity. So tied in with our productivity.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Our worth is so tied in with our productivity that, like, if the day doesn't go the way that we plan it, we get all those negative thoughts and we start criticizing ourselves. So that's where we need to then remember, you know, okay, this is happening again, and get outside and get some fresh air, or pick up that mantra that was part of your rewiring toolkit. And what is that? Just find those one, two, or three things that can snap you out of shifting your mindset back to the reframe. So reframe, rewire, remember.
Remember. Those are, I mean, fascinating. Primarily because if you can get in the habit, and just like you said, it's an absolute muscle that you have to start to exercise, you know, take it to the gym with you. And the gym it's not a physical place, but it's understanding what your triggers are, so that every time you do feel triggered or you do feel overwhelmed, I love that you said shift your relationship with it. That is pivotal. Just shift your relationship. Shift that mindset. That is pivotal, because when you're getting started and you're going through like challenge level one, you know, you're not as strong, you know, you're not as strong that you would inevitably be when you're at challenge level number 12. So how do we get to the place where we are honoring the pain and the difficulty of that present time, but also pressing forward to get where we need to be?
Yeah, it is really in that reset, which actually should just be the fourth R in this. So when it's happening, or let's just say you have anxiety, you know, I definitely get my anxiety moments, as every human being does. And when it happens, it's overwhelming. It's like I almost feel like the walls are caving in, you know, and I pile one thing on top of another. And then if this isn't getting done, then, well, what about that one? And what about that one? And I always say, like, grabbing more bags of rocks, right? Or whatever that feeling is of you, or it's that negative pattern again, like, how am I possibly going to do this? This is impossible. Like, you're just going down that negative path, right? And so you have to find those reset tools and define what those tools are. So one thing that's been working well for me lately is just getting outside. You know, I mean, where the spring is coming and it's getting warmer and warmer outside. You know, but if it's nice out, it's like, okay, I'm going to just take a break. I'm going to take a time out. I'm going to go for a walk. It could be a handstand or a yoga downward dog pose. It could be meditation. It could be aromatherapy. It could be go hug your child, or whatever it is. Or if there's a quote, I think everybody has certain quotes or mantras. So really figure out, like, what are those easy access tools to quickly go to that you can remember? And it's the remembering that is so hard. Like, you have to remember to reset. So that is one powerful tool to get out of that moment. Cause I wanted to go, you know, just give people more and more tools around that. And I love the word tools, because all of these things are literally tools that you can use to help grow you, and we all need tools to operate our system, right?
Absolutely.
And in terms of how do we sort of like live through the pain and the struggle of that is, you know, one thing to always say to yourself is just love yourself and say, be easy on yourself. Just, Claudia, you're amazing and you're doing an incredible job and you got this. And yes, this is nothing compared to what you have led before and what you have moved through and persevered through before. Like, you got this, girl, and just be easy and loving on yourself. Whatever gets done today is meant to get done today. And that imperfection is perfection, right? It is the, you know, I think that we have this obsession with control, an obsession with, you know, we expect things a certain way. And I think that's where the overwhelm comes in, is because things just don't go as we plan. And I think that's the other silver lining and the positive of the innovation that's coming out of this period, is that it forces us to let go of perfection and be more authentic.
That forces us, in a sense, to remember that, again, we are human and it's okay to give ourselves some grace, you know, to love on ourselves and to know that this is an unprecedented time. And I wasn't around during any of the other, you know, pandemics. So and most of us weren't. So there is no point or frame of reference that we can say, ah, yes, if this happens, this is what you do. So by giving yourself the grace to understand, you've never done this before. This is your first time. So when you're like renovating a house, you know, there's so much that happens and that goes when you are renovating a house, but you kind of have to use some innovation in that. So like, what's like an example that you can give us to help us get an idea of what it looks like to innovate?
Yeah. So I love the bringing up of the house, because I know we talked about that, is, and you know, this is just a great way to, as we think about that analogy of this period of COVID-19 and, you know, just giving a great example. So when you are, let's just say you have a house and it goes through demolition, because you literally, you know, you're renovating a house because you want to move into and build a more beautiful, better house that works for you, right? Mm-hmm. So the demolishment of it, the demolition of it, and the breaking down, like it's horrible in the sense that there's just a mess everywhere and there's junk everywhere and it's a stressful process. I mean, if you think about actually having to like break down a house and then having to rebuild, and just that period of renovation and demolition and then all the work that goes into that, but what you get at the end of it is this beautiful house that was the whole point of the investment. And so it's like demolishing a house. It's overwhelming when it's happening. And I think that for our businesses too, like, oh, how do we figure this stuff online? And we, you know, we had this event and now we got to take it virtual, and we used to operate, have team meetings this way, and now we got to do it that way. And I'm home now and I'm not used to having kids and having to give them lunch and school, homeschool. And, you know, and so, yeah, it's really, really messy right now. So it's almost like trying to remember that it's meant to be messy right now and actually just embrace the mess, because something better is going to come out of it. And being intentional about that, because it's as opposed to, you have a goal at the end of it. You have a light at the end of the tunnel. And so setting those intentions around, like, what do I want this period to be? And so just as an example right now, you know, I journaled a lot around, okay, 2020 is my innovation. It's finally, like, we're entering this is our 9th year anniversary for She Summit, our conference. Next year will be 10 years. I'm like, this is going to be like our 9-10 year, you know, force of innovation, where we really set this company on a new trajectory, really towards becoming more of a digital business, which is what I've always wanted it to be. You know, I'm doing my leadership course trainings online, you know, and a lot more online learning products, and having a lot more virtual components to the conference. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about that. And also just really forcing me to grow, right? And really forcing me to actually manage my negative patterns better and surrender more. So again, I'm really focusing on, okay, this is going to be a pivotal. I'm going to look back, and in a way, COVID-19 was horrific, and what it did, and all the lives that we impacted and lost. And But we also have to focus on the silver lining of things, that there's also a purpose for every season of life has its purpose.
Yeah.
And so, you know, perhaps this looking at COVID-19 and what how it's forcing it, the messiness that it's bringing into your life, that it is going to shift your life and set your life on a new trajectory that is positive and focusing on that innovation.
And ensuring too that we are learning from it. You said it earlier that during the tough times, how you actually, because it is an opportunity for you, but how you actually make it worth it, because we cannot control what is happening. I don't care how powerful you are, how much money you have, what your position is. This is a circumstance and a situation that we cannot control. We can actually work to, you know, flatten the curve and everything else by doing our part by staying home, but it's not something that we can control. So by recognizing that and saying, okay, what can I learn during this process and during this time to grow from it? That's where you get to win. Like, that's where the win is, because there are so many losses that are being taken right now, but the personal win and how you, you know, tap into or start to tap into and hone those leadership muscles is by, like you said, identifying where those overwhelming triggers are and where those moments are, and then choose to grow from them, choose to innovate, right?
Yeah, this is a growth opportunity for all of us. And this is an innovation opportunity for all of us. And focusing on that and what you can control every day, like, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to focus on what I can get done. And what gets done is what's meant to get done. And but worrying about, but what if this happens? And what if this happens? And, you know, you got to surrender that. You got to just, and that can start shifting us to be much more productive.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, this entire conversation, and I know those who are listening in, whether they're doing it live or whether they're doing it, you know, through the podcast, this has been one of my most exciting conversations, simply because it gave me now my, it was three, but since we added a bonus, now my fourth, you know, takeaway, and that's simply to reframe, rewire, remember, and then that bonus, which is to reset, shift our relationship and mindset with it, because it truly is, just like you said, the hard stuff that propels us. And if we choose to grow from it, we get to win. Coming up with that new toolbox, remembering to leverage and utilize what's in that new toolbox, and then to reset, whether it's taking a walk or doing some arts and crafts with the kids or having them help you make lunch, you know, whatever it is that you need to do to reset, which was that bonus that you gave, that is now part of my takeaways. It helps us all to deal with the overwhelm. And that, I think, is truly the most powerful tool, because so many of us are overwhelmed, whether things are going good or bad.
And I just wanted to close with, well, two things. Thank you for saying that. Is so, to walk out of this episode and this live event, just like, my overwhelm is innovation. Like, I'm my life is being innovated. My life and my work and my career, my family, like, we are. Innovation is happening, and for something so much better and so much greater, where we let go of what no longer serves us, and we're going to embrace and define and create a future that is more aligned with what really matters the most, right? So this is an innovation period of your life. So shift your language, shift your state, reframe around it. And then the last piece I wanted us to close with is really, the world is so much more forgiving now. You know, you talk about authentic leadership, and, you know, whole life leadership is the paradigm of leadership, the new paradigm of leadership that is our movement here at She Summit. And with my How We Rise book and work, is we need to redefine leadership to be whole life integrated and to lead our whole lives as the organization we're leading. And so the authenticity, it's exhausting to show up as person A at work and person B at home, and our obsession with control and perfection is what creates so much stress for everyone. And so right now, like, you can do things with work, and you can do things with your brand, and you can do things with whatever you need to get done, and not be so perfect, because, you know, your managers and like your company and your clients, like everybody's so much more human. COVID-19 is forcing everybody to be human, more human and more authentic. And so we actually can fail more now. So actually embrace failure and just again, like, which is what innovation is all about. It's like you're testing, you're testing, you're trialing. Yeah. And, you know, you see if it doesn't work, okay, great. You know, we did this live. If it doesn't work, then, hey, we'll switch back. And you know what? I don't have to be that neurotic about it anymore, right? So anyway, so I just wanted to close with that in terms of a final message. My final How We Rise message for this episode is this is the time for you to just truly show up and be who you are meant to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're all more empathetic. We all are focused on making it not just through this, but thriving through this in the ways in which matter most to us. So Claudia, thank you so much for just your wisdom and your leadership through this as well.